This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jesse Kelly, Marine combat veteran who is now a candidate for the Republican nomination in the 8th Congressional District in Arizona. Arizona, of course, is ground zero right now for the immigration debate, with the federal government now suing the state over the laws passed a number of weeks ago and set to take effect on Wednesday. We also want to get Jesse's thoughts on the final home stretch of the primary campaign before he would embark, if successful in the primary, on a general election campaign against Democratic Representative Gabrielle Giffords. And Jesse, it's always great to have you with us.
Are you kidding me? And thank you for having me on, Greg. It's great to be on your show.
Well, thank you, sir. Let's start, obviously, with the immigration debate that's kind of consumed, I know, a lot of the political dialogue in Arizona and even here on the national level. But as this deadline now for the law to begin taking effect approaches here within really the next 24 hours or so, what's your sense on where the people of Arizona are? Most of the polls suggest that they'd like this, despite the federal government's opposition. What are you hearing on the campaign trail?
I hear the exact same thing. I still have yet to talk to somebody personally who stands firmly against the law. There are some who are uneasy with it, but for the most part, and I mean 80-90% for the most part that I talk to, are thrilled about it. They understand that this simply reinforces the federal law, and we are a little confused about all the hubbub about police officers, local law enforcement, asking for a driver's license. I don't know when that got so controversial in this country, but apparently it is.
Jesse, do you expect this law to take effect tomorrow? Do you expect the federal government to get its way in court and at least temporarily stopping it? What are you expecting to happen tomorrow?
I expect, well, if I have to play guessing game, I would expect the law to take effect tomorrow. I would, especially because this lawsuit that the federal government has brought against the law is so beyond ridiculous. The supremacy, the preemption, the interstate commerce clause, the things they're using to try to say this law is unconstitutional are beyond ridiculous. They hold no legal water whatsoever. This law is constitutional and it's right, and as a result, I can't see it being delayed a day. But that being said, you never know what some left-wing activist judge may decide.
For those regular residents of Arizona, how much will tomorrow, Thursday, or the day after that look compared to today once that law is in effect?
Once the law is in effect, we will see a safer state of Arizona, because the drugs and the violence that have been pouring over our border, some of that drugs and violence will go elsewhere. People who are bringing these horrendous things into the state of Arizona, people who have made Tucson the drug hub of the Southwest, people who have made Phoenix the human trafficking hub of the Southwest, they're going to start to look elsewhere, because we as a state have started to let them know you cannot break the law here. The rule of law means something in Arizona.
You're right down there on the border, of course, and does this affect border enforcement specifically, or is this all about state and local authorities being able to take steps to protect the public?
This is all about state and local authorities being able to take steps, interior steps, to protect the public. Now, in a roundabout way, it does help a little with border security, because if the perception is that Arizona is a state that will not be kind to illegal immigration, then those who are trying to come here illegally, they go elsewhere. We've already seen decreases in the amount of illegal entries into this country.
Jesse, how would you describe the job situation in your district, specifically as it relates to illegal immigration? We often hear that, you know, these illegals are coming across the border and taking jobs away from Americans, potentially. The other side says they're jobs that regular Americans won't do. What's your sense on the economic impact if this is strongly enforced?
My sense on the impact is that it should be actually great for this state overall. The unemployment in this district is 10%, same as it is nationally. Right now, we have a $3 billion budget shortfall in the state of Arizona. They estimate $2 billion of that $3 billion shortfall it costs this state to educate, incarcerate, and hospitalize illegal immigrants. So whatever benefits that some people may say that they have on an economy, they bring it down much worse.
The president, of course, says he wants a comprehensive approach to immigration, says he is for securing the borders, but he also wants a good guest worker program. He wants a pathway to citizenship, I think is the latest terminology, for what he wants to do to process illegals currently in the country. If elected to Congress, what would you be willing to support and not willing to support in terms of a federal immigration overhaul?
I would absolutely reject, quite frankly, anything this president would think would solve the illegal immigration problem. He's proved with his conduct over the last year and a half that he does not want to pass anything that is going to help this nation. He wants to drag this nation into the radical left. We will not stand for it. We will fight against it. We must stand against amnesty with all of our heart. We can never allow that to be. We can never allow ourselves to be played as a party that way. He doesn't want to secure the border either. He doesn't want to do any of these things. We need real border enforcement. Put up the double-layer border fence. Get the Border Patrol on the border. Get E-Verify funded. Enforce the I-9s and the welfare state in this country. There are many things we can do to solve the illegal immigration problem. Amnesty is not one of those things. There can be no amnesty. You must return to your country of citizenship.
Jesse, we'll certainly be watching closely, and we'll be back in touch with you very soon since we know that your primary date is just around the corner. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Jesse Kelly, U.S. Marine Corps combat veteran. He is now a candidate for the 8th Congressional District in Arizona. The Republican primary is August 24th. The winner takes on incumbent Democrat Gabrielle Giffords. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.